ABC Radio Australia.
First, though, let's start in Honiara as the Pacific Games enters a hotly anticipated week two after a rather dramatic weekend of sport. Fiji took out the double gold in the men's and women's rugby sevens, while Tahiti did the same in the volleyball. And Guam in the men's basketball were denied their three-peat by Fiji in an incredibly close 51-47 final. On the medal tally, New Caledonia remains in a dominant position at the top with 125 medals, including 54 gold. Australia's in second, Tahiti third, and the host Solomon Islands with 7 gold medals have now been pushed out of the top five. Our reporter, Chris and Rita Almanu-Leong, joins us again from Honiara. Hello, lo you, Chrissy.
Hello, lo you, Talia.
I know it's been a busy weekend of sport and even a busy weekend for you celebrating your anniversary. So first of all, some personal congratulations there. But Chrissy, what sports or results from the weekend caught your eye?
Well, like you said, you know, the basketball, but, you know, Fiji also dominated in the rugby sevens, and that also came as, you know, not surprising. But it was the basketball and the basketball playoff between the men's Fiji men's side and Guam caught many by surprise, because the basketball followers, they thought that, you know, Guam would have taken it and would have done a three-peat. But the Fijians, at the end of the final buzzer, they came out victorious. So that was one of the highlights. It just goes to show the level of competitiveness that in the Pacific Games. But for me, I think one of the ones that stood out was New Caledonia's Lara Deville. She claimed her 13th gold medal in this Pacific Games alone. And that event was for the open water. But she had done so well you know, in the first week, claiming 12 gold medals, and her 13th was on over the weekend. But come to think of Italia, just one person, and from the 55 gold medal from the New Caledonia side, 13 are from just Lara herself. So that's just beyond me.
Oh, beyond me as well. It truly is impressive to me, anyone who can compete at that kind of level and dominate in such a way. I know that New Caledonia with the swimming have really put their country on the medal board. But of course, week two is where we are going to go into the athletics, the very eagerly anticipated boxing. I know with Paris Olympic tickets on the line for some of the boxers for the first time ever. And of course, football entering its knockout stages. You know, where are you going this week, Chrissy? And how excited are people for week two of the games?
Yes, well, day seven today, they'll bring in 6 sports. But surely, as you said, you know, that's another biggie for this week with athletics starting today. And I'm quite excited because we'll get to know who the fastest women and men are in the Pacific. We'll know the fastest women today and for the men's would be tomorrow. But that's certainly one that I'll be keeping an eye out on. And of course, I'm looking forward to also watching our solo long distance runner Sharon Firiswa, who we've been covering her story also on Pacific Beat prior to this Pacific game. So she'll be competing as well today in the 5,000 meters, and we'll see whether she'll beat the Pacific Games record. All that we'll find out more today. But certainly for the boxers, it's not only about the Pacific Games, you know, it's a qualifying ticket to Paris. And we are expecting large crowds for football ahead of the playoffs this week. Host Solomon Islands have never won a gold medal, Talia, so they know what's expected of them from the home side and from the spectators here. So, of course, not only Solomon Islands are up for that medal, there are other teams here to also compete and win. So,
nicely being unbiased there, Chrissy. Because I know that obviously football is the national sport in Solomon Islands, and the fact that, you know, you've now got those brand new facilities and the team, oh gosh, could you imagine if Solomon Islands took out the gold in football? I think that you'll be partying in, like, just for the next 4 years until the next games, if that is to be
able to
put off.
Yeah, we'll probably have a public holiday.
Oh, absolutely. Look, maybe Australia should have one in solidarity with you just to celebrate. It feels like Australia's been as a participant of the games as well. And Chrissy, off the field, though, there has also been a meeting looking to the future because the Pacific Games Council held a meeting about who might potentially be the hosts of the 2031 Games. There's obviously a process that needs to be followed, but I understand that six countries have expressed interest about hosting the Games in 2031.
That's right. Those six countries are Fiji, Papua New Guinea, Guam, Tonga, Vanuatu, and American Samoa. And the last three have never, ever hosted the Pacific Games before. They have for many games, but not Pacific Games. With Tonga putting its hands up is also interesting in light of the 2019 fiasco when Pohiva pulled the country out. They only recently settled their court case at the Pacific Games Committee sued for compensation. But Vanuatu as well, Talia, interesting because, you know, they've been through cyclones and it could be a good, possibly a good morale and economic boost for them if they are to host the next Pacific Games. But all that we'll find out later because none have launched an official bid yet. Yeah. Part of the process comes later. So we do know that Tahiti is next, but who will host after Tahiti? That's what we'll see what happens.
And, you know, I was talking to you before the opening ceremony and talking about, you know, these 2023 games in Solomon Islands and how I was a reporter back in 2019 for the Pacific Games and just seeing the difference regarding the interest in these Pacific Games. So it's really, like, of course, interesting to see, you know, the countries who might be putting their hand up to bid for the next games, given how much involvement, you know, other countries have also had in helping Solomon Islands with these games too. So it will be interesting to see, you know, which country wins out and, you know, how they, I was about to say how they take advantage of it, but, you know, you might get some new stadiums, so maybe they will. Finally, Chrissy, you know, back to the games. I feel like you have just been like the Energizer Bunny going around really for the longest time and, you know, really doing a lot of work. You've made me very proud of every time I see you on the TV or hear you on the radio. So what are you looking forward to this week, you know, as the proud solo woman that you are?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, it's going to be football, and so that's one I'll be keeping my eyes closed, you know, on this week. But it certainly has been a weekend of rest, not only for myself but the teams that are here. Some teams, you know, went out to the local churches yesterday. They also did take some time out to go to the beach to take a little bit of a breather from the competitions. And also, I've also seen some of the countries hosting, you know, some of the one talks that are here in Solo. They have hosted some of these team, you know, these athletes also. So it's a way of also connecting to the people here. So I am certain that everyone's feeling relaxed and recharged and ready for week two of competitions. And we'll be bringing you more of the updates. Well, I'll be bringing more of the updates from this end.